Hello and welcome to Mornings with Jesus, your daily dose of encouragement. I am your host, Joshua Scott Zeitz. We are on day number 43, book number 2 of the Mornings with Jesus series, Seek and You Shall Find. Day 43, Thank-Filled. Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. The news report for today: we live in a messed up world, and right now we are living in some crazy times. Can I encourage you for a moment? The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. It takes very little courage or gusto to be conformed to this world, to be a bearer of bad news. However, you want to know what takes much courage, especially in the face of our culture? Thankfulness. Being thankful, being someone who makes a habit out of praising the Lord regardless of what is going on, in spite of what the news reports say, in spite of what the bank account says, in spite of what the doctor reports, this takes courage. And it's in this place where you will receive your healing, your victory, and your peace. It's in this place where you will be ready to share the gospel with others. The world is full of people declaring bad news, but we have a higher calling. If you are a born-again believer, you have been commissioned to declare the good news. You've been called by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to declare boldly and bravely another way. And his name is Jesus. Do you want to know the best way to keep your spiritual tank filled? To be thankful. Thankfulness is the key to bringing the power of God in your life like no other. When we make a habit of praising the Lord, regardless of what is going on around us, in us, we are positioned to receive and give what others cannot. While the rest of the world is focused on the latest craze, we can be focused on Jesus. While the rest of the disciples are shaking in their boots in the boat thinking they just saw a ghost, we can be out walking on the waves with Jesus. Even if everyone around you is talking about fear, bad news, the latest political drama, or whatever, you can take a stand today. You can be thank-filled. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Learn to live with courage. Learn to live with an attitude of gratitude. The Lord has done so much for you. Take some time today to give him thanks, to be thank-filled. Do this, and there won't be room for anything else. All right, what an amazing reminder today to be thank-filled. And wow, what a truth that is. When we position ourselves, now listen, when we are thankful, now I want to make this caveat real quick. The Bible says to thank God in everything, right? So not necessarily for everything. So it is possible to get into a ditch in this area, right? So I'm not going to thank God for every single thing, right? I'm not going to thank God for the mass murderer. I'm not going to thank God for the tornado that wiped out an entire community. I'm not going to thank God for the sickness that's ravaging someone's body, right? But I can be thank-filled in spite of those things happening. And what happens, the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times, right? So at all times, what does that mean? That means on the mountaintops and in the valleys, I'm going to thank God. Even when I'm going through it, I'm going to make a habit of praising him. How do we do that? Well, it starts by starting today. Start small, grow tall. Like anything in the kingdom of God, it always starts with a seed. And so having a thankful heart in the midst of a huge, trying time is not going to come so easy unless we begin in the smaller things, quote unquote, to begin giving God thanks. In other words, begin today. What can you be thankful for today? Look around you. You know, are you thankful that you get to breathe air? You're thankful for the food you eat, thankful for the clothes you wear, thankful for the house you live in, thankful for the car you drive, thankful for so many things, the shoes you wear, right? I mean, so many things. We have so many things to be thankful for. And so when we begin to have an attitude of gratitude and build up a habit of being thankful for the little things, that when the storms of life come, notice I said when, not if, right? Because the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So when the storms of life come and when life kicks our bucket, right? I heard a preacher say one time, when life kicks your bucket, whatever's on the inside is going to come out, right? So if you've got a cuss on the inside, then a cuss is going to come out. But if you've got a praise on the inside, then a praise is going to come out. So how do we get the praise on the inside instead of the cuss? Well, it begins by taking the steps today, right? Put the word of God in you when you don't need it so that it comes out when you do. Make it a habit of today of praising God so that when the storms of life hit you, when life kicks your bucket, what comes out of your mouth is praise and thankfulness in spite of whatever's going on around you. And when you do that, you are going to be showing not only the devil that not today, Satan, I am not going to be pulled down. I am more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Not only are you going to show that old enemy, the serpent, the devil, that he has no place in your life, but you're also going to show the world that there's another way, and his name is Jesus, because it's so true. We are living in a world inundated with negativity, with bad news. And let's be honest for a moment. We all, as human beings, are drawn to the negative, right? It's not like we don't gather around like, hey, let me tell you a secret. Let me tell you about something good that happened. Let me tell you about this juicy piece of gossip. You know, did you hear so-and-so got a raise? Did you hear so-and-so is doing such a great job? No. Instead, what are we drawn to? We're drawn to the negative. We want to hear bad, right? Why? Because misery loves company. We want to hear the bad going on in others' life so that we can feel good about ourselves. It's kind of like that old adage when your parents talked about bullies in school. You know, they would always say, you know, the bully wants to tear you down so they can make themselves feel better. And that's really what it is, right? So this world is all about trying to inundate us with all kinds of negativity, but we are to be called as lights to stand and shine bright for Jesus in spite of what's going on around us. And so we definitely don't want to get into a ditch. We don't want to be over here like living on a mountaintop or standing on top of a pole all of our lives or living in a commune away from people, right? God called us to be social creatures. He called us to go into the world. But on the same note, we are in this world, but not of this world. And the biggest way that we can stand out and be different from this world is to be thank-filled, even when everybody else is not. So that's an amazing reminder for us today. Challenge Corner question number one. Do you struggle with being drawn to negativity? Do you love to hear the latest crazy thing going on in the world? The latest juicy piece of gossip at the office or in the church? If so, be encouraged. The good news is this: you can turn it around today. And listen, when people see trash can on your shirt, they are going to come and dump their mess on you. So this is what it is. When people come up to you and they want to spill their mess all up in your life, when they want to treat you in essence like a trash can where they can just dump their bad news on. Now listen, I'm not talking about maybe, you know, someone, a close friend or someone comes up to you and says, look, I really want to share something with you. That's one thing. But you know, when someone's coming up to you and you're constantly the point of connection when people wants to come up. And let's be honest for a minute, right? Let's give ourselves a checkup from the neck up. How many times do we really crave that, right? We want to be that person like, oh, tell me what's going on. Did you hear? Right? I know I shouldn't say this, but, right? And then they preface that and then they go right into telling you something that they shouldn't be saying. Well, if you shouldn't be saying that, then why are you saying it, right? And so the way we want to do that, we want to put a stop to that right way. And so I'm sorry, I understand that you want to tell me this, but I'd rather not hear that. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you about something good to happen, right? So you can turn it around. When you do that, when you begin to turn things around on people that want to come up and spew their mess on you, they're going to learn real fast that you don't have trash can on your shirt. You're not someone that they can just dump their garbage on. You're not someone that can they just come and whisper gossip on, right? But it's a two-way street. So yes, it may be that they're wanting to do that to you, but you have to be honest. Do you want to receive that? And so you have to stop wanting to receive that, first of all, put a stop to it, and then begin to be thankful, right? Don't just not do, but rather do the right thing, right? So we overcome evil with good. We don't just say, well, don't come up in here and don't talk to me, right? Because that's not very Christ-like. So instead, it's like you redirect it. You know, yeah, I understand that you want to tell me that, but did you hear? And then tell them something good. Tell them good news. Tell them something positive in the world, right? And you'll find out over time that people will be drawn to you, but they'll be drawn to you for different reasons. They'll be drawn to you because you're like a breath of fresh air in the midst of a negative world, right? You are like a nice, cool breeze on a hot summer day. And people will know that, you know, this person is someone that I can truly confide in about true problems that I really am having problems with, rather than just another person in the office that I can spew my mess on, if that makes sense. And so when we do that, when we begin to have a thank-filled life, we will, in essence, become a better witness for Jesus, and we will set ourselves up to share the gospel with others. So what are some practical steps we can take today to begin blessing the Lord at all times? And like I said, this starts small. You know, just get a piece of paper out right now, get a pen, a piece of paper, and just begin to write down, you know, what are the things in your immediate life, in your immediate circle that you can be thankful for, right? I mean, we all have things that we can complain about. We all have, you know, the shoulda, woulda, couldas. We all have regrets. We all have these things that we wish would have never happened, right? But God has called us to be more than conquerors. We're not victims, but he's called us to be victors, right? We're victorious in Jesus. We're the head and not the tail in Jesus. We can do all things through Jesus who strengthens us. And so our strength comes from him. And really the strength comes as we begin to be thank-filled. And so just get a piece of paper and begin to write down, what are the things in your immediate thing? So like if I'm looking right now, you know, I can be thankful for this computer. I can be thankful for this microphone. I can be thankful that God's given me the ability to talk and to walk and to write devotionals and to share on a podcast. You know, like just start right now in your immediate circle. Maybe you're drinking a cup of coffee. I'm thankful for this coffee. I mean, it's like one of the things I look forward to, right? And then begin to extend out. You know, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for my pastor, right? And then just begin to thank God for the things that he's done in you, through you, and that when you do that, when you begin to do that each and every day, you know, pull that list out and begin to add to it, go over it, you know, build little memorials in your life. What has God done in your life? Write those things down. And when we build those habits, when we start small, you'll realize that over time, it might not happen right away, you know, especially if you're someone who has a propensity to be drawn to negativity or to be drawn to gossip. And again, if you are like that, don't be discouraged, be encouraged. We all struggle with that. But you can begin today to bless the Lord at all times. And when you do, the problems don't flee, but what happens is you are drawn up now to where God is, and you begin to see things from a different perspective. And so it kind of looks like this. And you look in the realm of like unforgiveness, right? If you're struggling with unforgiveness towards someone and you're always talking about that someone, well, it's going to be very hard to forgive that someone. But let's say you stop talking about that someone to others, stop talking about that someone altogether, and begin to just go to God and pray for that someone. Maybe you write that someone an encouraging letter, whatever it is, you know. And I understand that there's people in our lives that are truly, truly hurt us, and maybe we need to forgive from afar, right? We need to trust in increments, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when we begin to pray for that person, you see, it's not like we're excusing what they did to us. It's not like we're excusing their behavior, but what are we doing? We're freeing ourselves from the weight of unforgiveness that's been weighing down on us. And now we are free to pray for that person, and we're free to see that person in a different perspective. Maybe God gives us special insight into be able to see that person in a different way like we never saw before. Oh, well, maybe that's why they're doing that. And Lord, I just want to pray for this person. And I know that they've hurt me and I know they've done wrong or what have you. But when you begin to pray for that person, you begin to see things from a different perspective. So it's not like everything just poof, magically goes away. And so it is in our lives. You know, when we're beginning to have a thankful life, it's not like, oh, well, all of a sudden my bills are paid. And, you know, I heard a pastor once say, it's like, he said that it's not happy people that are thankful. It's thankful people that are happy. In other words, when you're, you know, it's easy to sing a tune on a clear day at noon, right? It's easy to sing a tune when you're on the beach and the sun is shining and you're, you know, you're sending out these obligatory posts on social media and all these things. But what about when that doctor's report comes? What about when the storms of life hit you? Are you still going to bless the Lord at all times, right? And so it's, we realize that it's in the small things that as we build habits, we begin to build a habit of being thank-filled so that no matter what life throws at us, whether good, bad, or indifferent, we have a great attitude towards God and we have a thankful heart. And when we do that, the problems don't dissipate, but we begin to see things from a different perspective. And we can be like the psalmist and be super thankful. So I'm going to end with this. It says, the Bible says, be thankful in everything. And again, this is just a reminder, not for everything. Therefore, we don't have to be hooky spooky and go about thanking God for every single thing that happens or comes our way. It's not a sin to get frustrated when you're stuck in traffic, you're standing in a long line, or someone says or does something mean to us. However, in spite of these things, we can build a habit of praising God anyway. By doing this, we will not only take the power back to our emotions, but also position ourselves to be ministers to others. Listen, when we are focused on the pain, it's hard to think about others. But when we praise the Lord, not for the pain, but in spite of the pain, we will sail above the mess and be able to see from His perspective. In essence, we will be able to see others who don't have the same hope and peace we do and be able to offer it to them. And that's really the crux of the matter, right? When we begin to live a thank-filled life, we will begin to be a beacon of hope, you know, because there's so many people that don't have that hope. There's so many people that don't have Jesus. And then there's so many Christians even that are just bent on negativity. And when we can be that cool breeze on a hot day, when we can be that refreshing cup of, you know, iced tea on a hot day or what have you, we will stand out and we will be lights in the world. Now, don't get it twisted. It will take courage. It will take swimming upstream. It will take a consistent thing to do this day in and day out. But when we do this, when we purpose to be thank-filled, we will be blessed. Remember, until next time, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.